This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. The Brazilian real was trading 306 to the dollar when I checked this week. It is not the price of soybeans in Chicago that is bothering Brazilian farmers. It is the currency exchange. They liked the price of soybeans in real a whole lot better when the real was trading 4-1 to the dollar. U.S. farmers have sold a lot of soybeans, but Brazilian farmers have sold fewer than normal ahead of harvest there. It is tough for Brazilian farmers to hold soybeans off the market very long. They do not have the private storage they have here. And if they put them in commercial storage, they lose control of the basis. They also have less available credits, so need cash to operate. Brazilian farmers are looking at record crop yields, but the price in real is not what they'd like it to be, causing slow farmer sales. Bunge spoke out on the trade situation. They said that they saw current business as good, but that end users the world over were researching what their plan B would be if trade barriers developed. Bunge acknowledged that that was not a good thing for the U.S. ag sector, as the world is researching how to dial us out. In the case of cotton, we export 77% of U.S. cotton production, with Mexico and China taking 25% of that. Some theorized that a stronger U.S. economy would support cotton, offsetting tariffs placed on U.S. cotton. I was waiting for someone to say that in order to shoot it down. China has so much of the world's cotton reserve it could avoid U.S. purchases for a year and still have a reserve left. There are other places to buy cotton than the United States. Brazil would love the opportunity to expand cotton production. The mills are not here in the U.S., so tariffs on garments would raise U.S. consumer costs. The rub is that trade wars just do not rationalize. They cause more damage than they ever rectify, and then you have to start back over rebuilding relationships that have been destroyed. If tariffs and trade wars become acceptable thinking, then the ag sector is in big trouble. While we have seen a nice rally in corn and soybean futures this year, our local elevator basis is 45 cents in corn and 90 cents in soybeans, so cash prices are still lousy. The basis typically improves after harvest, and this year it appears in some instances to have deteriorated. Too many HTAs out there, I guess. They know how much crop is out there and that farmers will have to sell it. The strength in Chicago has had nothing to do with the physical market, exclusively fund-driven, with the futures trade not responding to active market fundamentals. For example, China may boost its soy imports 1 to 2 million metric tons above the USDA's 86 million metric ton estimate. That won't offset what is likely to be a 12 million metric ton increase in Brazilian soy production over a year ago. There's a lot more chance that the price of soybeans have $2 downside risk versus a dollar upside potential. As funds have pushed the market higher rather than lower, no one here is going to complain, but we all know that they eventually liquidate when technicals turn and gains evaporate, putting cash markets right back in the soup. I fear that farmers holding a lot of corn are being trapped. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The European Union continues to struggle. Greece needs another bailout in order to meet the terms of its previous bailout. The UK will soon blow the horn on starting its two-year negotiation period for exit from the EU. France is wavering politically, with some fearing that a Frexit would end this attempt at European unity. The Brits are hugging Donald Trump's pant leg, wanting a bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. to have something to fall back on when they engage in the EU exit negotiations. Germany has been picked out as someone Donald doesn't like, soft on immigration, short on NATO contribution, and a currency manipulator on trade, arguably some truth to all. His rhetoric has been tougher on Germany, though, than on Putin. Canadians just want to get along with everyone, staying out of Trump's ire when he goes after Mexico on NAFTA. The European Union has approved a bilateral trade agreement with Canada called CETA. It lifted tariffs on 9,000 items, including Canadian beef. It is yet to be fully ratified. I think that Brexit is in big trouble with the risk of a trade war. The Brits can't leave the EU scot-free. The European Union says the legal obligations incurred as a member of the EU require the Brits to pay its share of its annual budget. The Brits also are on the hook for investment commitments made by the EU while a member, and there are also some unfunded pension liabilities that the EU argues that the Brits share. The low end of the exit bill is reported to be, by The Economist, to be near 24 billion euro, and the high end at 72 billion euro. I don't think that British voters were well informed of the cost of leaving. In fact, it was inferred that they would save money. EU goodwill toward the UK has evaporated, and this will be an ugly divorce. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.